This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Shape. S-H-A-P-E. Text SHAPE to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you get a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Text SHAPE to 72881. Why wouldn't you? $1,000 hanging there. Oh, pretty good. I wonder
good
what you'll
job,
do for
buddy.
The next one.
Thank you. What was that?
You planning something for the third one we're doing today?
Oh, I haven't even looked.
Oh, you should look because that's a harder one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I can't think of anything with that in it.
Oh.
Yeah, he did Total Eclipse for the last hour. That was
what could
you.
It be?
I don't know.
You don't know the word?
Oh, I know the word, but what's he going to do for it? Yeah. Hmm. Wow. I'm on the edge of my seat. Go, Bryn. Throwing out the first pitch is hard. Well, it's a long throw. It's much longer than you think it is, you know. These guys, they make it look easy. Oh, hold on a second. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years. And the May sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. So throwing out the first pitch is hard. You know, it's further than you think. They make it look easy. They're whipping those things.
They don't all make it look easy. I've seen a lot of people go up there to do that first.
No, I mean the pitchers make it look easy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, they're pro.
No, it looks very hard when the average person. That's when you realize what a true skill it is.
Right.
I mean, there have been people who, and look, you know, the one that comes to mind is 50 Cent. Like he's
a fully grown, strong man. He's been in the gym, and that ball does not make it.
No, it doesn't. And they let people who are not pro pitchers stand in front of the mound. You know, I'd be standing about 12 feet probably from the catcher.
You hold on.
And still not make it.
Are you telling me you don't think you can make it from the mound to the catcher's mitt?
I don't think I could. I don't. It's far. I mean, I've you know, if I can pitch it underhand, I might be able to.
Oh, there's 50 Cent. It just goes
it
like 10
even,
feet wide.
It's just, yeah, it's
like,
not.
Yeah, 15 feet off to the left.
He's actually on the mound, though, so I'll give him that.
No, he's in front of the mound.
Oh, he is?
They usually put them on the grass right in front of the mound. Isn't he?
I don't know. It looks like he's on it.
Oh, he is on the mound.
It's just that it doesn't go where he wants it to go.
Anyway, usually they put you on the grass in front of the mound so that the pitchers aren't like, hey, don't mess with my mound. That's my space.
Right. I don't want your mojo on there.
You don't get to be up there. But then, you see a lot of guys, they don't make it.
No, they don't. You know, it's a long throw.
I think you'd make it just fine.
I don't know. We'll see. Bruce Willis didn't make it. Let's have a look at his pitch. Here we go.
Oh,
he's
this
standing
is
out. Yay,
this is in Philly.
Bruce Willis. People are like, yay. So here
he's
he goes.
On the grass, and he doesn't
and
make it. Oh, well, it bounced in.
It went the right direction. I'll give him that, but.
He bounced it in.
He bounced it.
We've seen worse.
I would try to scorch it in there.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I don't think. I would never do it. I throw like a girl.
I would rather.
I do. It's awful. I've tried.
Pull a 50 Cent trying to scorch it in there than have them put me 12 feet in front of the guy and get it into his mitt.
Yeah, I just want to be 12 feet in front. I feel like that's a doable distance for me. Anyway, or I could pitch it underhand. Get it that.
Oh, come on.
That's how I used to pitch to my kids. Anyway, he threw out the ceremonial first pitch, and it bounced. But, you know,
he's still Bruce Willis every day of his life.
He's like, oh, well, I guess I'll console myself by looking at my mint.
Right.
Yep, everything's still okay. Danny Trejo, he turns 75 today. Machete. Which means it's a great time for him to become a celebrity spokesperson for erectile dysfunction treatment.
Oh.
So here's his ad for... Oh, my God!
Yeah, it's a 3.5-minute commercial, and it's really just a commercial.
But he never says,
that he has it.
I love this stuff.
Yeah, no, she's
it's
doing most of the
saved many
talking.
A woeful evenings.
It's some kind of device. Do they implant that, or is that just go around the? Oh, they're now they're laying on a bed. Well, oh boy! Well, oh. So this is definitely
that's
racing.
A ring.
Is this online?
Yeah, it's like a little. It's a little clip, is what it looks like. I don't know if it's online.
It's called a wearable.
Oh, a wearable.
Oh.
Well, anyway, thanks, Danny Trejo. Mm. Now we know. Looks good for 75, I'll tell you that right now. I guess we could put that up at Radio Alice. Whatever. Okay, or not. We don't have to, you know. Just a suggestion.
A wearable?
I know, it's a little device.
Well, I was trying. I can't help it. As soon as I look at it, I'm like, do I wear that on top?
Yeah.
Or come up from
that
underneath?
Underneath? I don't know.
I won't bother.
Well, you might someday.
No, I just mean I'm not going to look up and there's the graphic of how to wear this.
Oh, I think we should look that up.
YouTube video.
I don't need
video.
To know.
I need a YouTube video on showing me exactly
know.
How to position that perfectly. What was the name of it again?
Oh. Did the name of it was Giddy.
A Giddy.
Giddy.
Like
Giddy
up.
GIDDY. Effective wearable ED treatment.
All right. Well, now you know. For the quarter of you out there who are experiencing that. Is that a brick house? Tom Morello, Scott Ian, Brad Paisley, and more jam on a metal version of Game of Thrones. Talk me through this. Tell me
so
what you've got here.
I want to play the making of what they're doing because they're working it out, and I love just listening or watching musicians work out a song. You know what I mean?
So they're figuring out how to do this, and they're all just, it's really funny because it's a bunch of just metal-looking dudes all sitting down with their guitars in their hands working out how to play this song. Ramin Djawadi, who is the composer of the Game of Thrones music, is there. The showrunner, Dan Weiss, is there. And they're trying to work out how they're going to put this all together.
Oh, this is on those trick guitars. Cool.
Oh, so Dan Weiss is actually playing. Is that a 6-string bass?
So those are those $30,000 Game of Thrones guitars made by Fender
that
they're playing.
They're using those guitars?
Yes. So this is like a
promotional video.
Yeah.
So they asked Ramin Djawadi, like, you know, how it works, and here's the question.
Yeah, see, that's the Nuno is playing the gold Jazzmaster version.
Oh my god, it sounds so good on guitar. This is definitely not for everyone, but if you love guitar and you play it, that's fun. I'm gonna sit and watch.
All those guys pictured are guitar heroes. Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine, and is it Scott Ian
from
Anthrax?
Yep, and then Brad Paisley's like a country guy, right?
Yeah.
So they've certainly gone around the wheel of musical influences.
Here's the final product here.
Okay. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Turn up a little bit. I tried to turn it up. It got all crackly on me. I just want to hear this change coming up. Oh, skip ahead to where the change comes.
I'll jump like halfway through the song.
Oh. Now we're talking. This is the solo section. Oh. I'm totally going to watch this later. Can you send me the link for that? Damn.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that sounds great. Hmm. Speaking of Game of Thrones, people hate it. people are... There's a big petition that's going around where they want people to... They want to have a total redo of Season 8 with different writers.
And answer is no.
Yeah, that is most likely the answer. You can sign all the petitions you want. But it's probably not going to happen for you, which is sad news because it does need a redo. Somebody had taken footage of the second dragon, spoiler alert, the second dragon to bite it. And they re-edited. First of all, it was so, to me, the bummer about that scene was that dragon got hit by like 5 or 6 different bolts. Meanwhile, her dragon, which is right next to it, just happens to be the one that doesn't get hit by anything. And they said it should have been a volley of bolts that came through and one of them happens to clip this one dragon. Like suddenly, you know, the guys from the Iron Island are just marksmen in the air. They can hit anything that's flying and with multiple bolts, and they just don't happen to hit her. So somebody re-edited the scene, so just one of the bolts goes through the neck, and it's
so
actually really well done.
I have a text, if I could.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
From a listener about this particular subject.
Uh-huh.
Listener, since day one, here's a Game of Thrones idea about how it ends.
So this is just a fan.
This is just
theory.
A fan, but it brings up an interesting question. The dragon. Everyone forgets the dragon. If Dany dies, what will happen to the dragon?
Well, Jon Snow can ride it.
I think there will be a face-off between Dany and Jon with the dragon standing nearby. The dragon will reach out and protect who sits on the throne, and I think he'll choose Jon, and Dany will be crushed and sink away into the sunset.
Oh.
Mother of nothing. Love you guys.
Yeah. Queen of Ashes.
I just didn't even think, if someone were to kill Daenerys, there's a dragon still sitting there pissed off.
Right. Well, he's ridden a dragon before, so I guess that would be the only...
Yeah, but that's his mom. You don't go with the guy that killed your mom.
Unless you didn't see it happen. Somehow you didn't know.
I mean, he can tell you a decent story.
She fell! She fell off the top. I don't know what happened to her. All right, let's go for a ride.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go burn some stuff,
but
huh?
I like that. Hey, pal.
Anyway, fans used to love Game of Thrones, and now they just love criticizing it. Every story you see now is about, like, what they should do is... You know what you should do?
Yes, Ellie.
Thank you, Mom. Look, this is Crocs. I just, Crocs, wow. Always innovating. Always coming up with something new. Basically using the exact same shoe and just decorating it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got the Kiss Croc. And why wouldn't we? It's amazing. Maybe this will finally be the one that crosses you over to the Croc
Gene
side.
Gene Simmons never thinks twice about putting their name on something.
On anything.
All right.
Kiss it is. Oh, it even has it on the back strap, Vinny. Oh, that is a great...
I just saw the current... Leg of the tour brought in $51 million.
Wow. They're still raking it in.
And that's just a leg of many. Mm.
They're not horrible looking.
No, I agree. They're great.
They're Crocs.
I might have to go get some Kiss Crocs.
I mean, if you like Kiss, they're...
If you like Kiss and gardening and shoes that you can spray off with the garden hose. God, I love my Crocs. Taylor Swift.
She's fantastic.
She was. She was on Ellen yesterday.
Did you like it?
I didn't watch it. I made Bryn watch it for me. So he loved it, though. He asked me twice today, are you going to get to the Taylor Swift show? So I'm assuming it must be amazing.
Well, it's only because I pulled 4 audio clips for it, so...
Yeah, well, tell me what you grabbed.
It's not bad. I have the legs thing if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, let's do the legs. Vinny just did a story where 1 in 5 people just doesn't bother washing their legs.
Right, it's too far.
Too far. All
right, here's this.
Yeah, every day seems like too much.
It's a lot.
You can go every other day, easy. I mean, I suppose, she's always showing off all her legs.
She has an Instagram just for her legs, right?
She does. There's a Taylor Swift's legs Instagram.
Really?
It's not her, though. It's just people who take pictures of her legs. I guess if she had 2 days of growth on there, they'd notice. Those people are paying attention to her legs. All right, what else did she have to say on there?
She asked her a question. Here it is.
All right. She was hurt.
What did she say about him?
So, did you manage to go back and find that clip of her?
Yeah, I did.
It's not that bad, I don't think. But this is this is the worst thing Taylor Swift ever did, you guys. Oh. That's the worst thing Taylor Swift ever did.
Please.
She didn't say his name.
Yeah. Joe Jonas. Well, I think people knew at the time.
When she was saying... Right there, that was a picture of him up on the screen.
I was going to say, you're not even saying his name.
She and he joke about it now.
Okay.
Yeah, that was not a very mean thing to
and
say.
And the song that she wrote about him was called Forever and Always. And here it is.
Oh. Aw. Those feelings. Okay, I've heard enough of that. That wasn't it. I don't remember that one.
Me neither.
I don't remember that at all.
Must not have been a radio hit. It's the only ones I know.
Right.
Anyway, congratulations. You said you pulled four. Did you have one more that you wanted to play me, or that's that?
That was four.
It was?
Including the song?
Yeah.
Including the song.
Yes,
got it. All
that's right.
Right.
Fine. Four audio clips there.
I'm going to squeeze in this Lamar Odom thing really quick.
Oh, no.
Lamar Odom says he's addicted to sex and claims he's banged more than 2,000 women, including strippers and prostitutes. He says, I guess he's got a book coming out. It's called Darkness to Light, because of course he has a book coming out. Come on. He says, I've been obsessed with sex for as long as I can remember. There were too many strippers to count. It wasn't a big deal, but often I would pay them. I never thought less of them. In the book, he admits he cheated on Khloe Kardashian during their marriage, and of course she found out. He says, I was shocked and embarrassed. You were shocked?
Shocked.
Shocked that she found out?
Shocked and embarrassed.
I was shocked and embarrassed. I wanted to take it back, but you can't. I wanted to hide it, but that sick sin was too hard for me to hide. I had a problem. They were married in 2009, separated in 2013, but didn't officially divorce until 2016. And somewhere in between there was when he had that OD. He says a porn addiction was also a major issue for him, was, past tense. He was so obsessed with X-rated videos, I ran out of porn to watch. That's how you know when you're going a little overboard.
Oh, wow.
He said sex would trigger his drug use because it would allow him to double up on that good feeling. And all his vices came to a head at the Love Ranch brothel in Nevada in 2015 when he overdosed during a cocaine and booze-fueled binge. He says he still considers himself an addict, but says he feels like he's winning the battle.
Oof.
Yeah, that's a battle you're going to fight the rest of your life.
Wow.
Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff. I never got to the should you pay for good grades.
Oh.
Never mind. I've got a great story that I can't bother teasing you with.
Okay.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:38, and it's Thursday. Yeah. It does look a little cloudy. I still see blue sky. I mean, we've been promised rain all the live long day, so... I mean, it's fine. That's a promise you can totally break, universe. But, man, hopefully it'll be dry for our drive home. That'll be nice. Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Call in 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Gets a pair of single-day tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley. This is for Sunday, May 26th, with exclusive Sunday access into the Jam Cellars Club Room. You'll see unplugged artist jam sessions with Jane.
Jane?
With Jane.
You mean Yay! Afternoon Alice Jane?
I do. That's the one I'm talking about. Right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697. You want your way into Bottle Rock? We've got it.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Credit Union. Memberships open to everyone. Mention Alice Radio, and membership is free.
Oh.
That's the San Francisco Credit Union.
All right. I like free things.
We'll begin with this winter-like storm that continues today, which is, they say, looking to splash about 3 inches of rain in the North Bay and the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Jesus.
And it will keep the roadways in the Sierra hazardous through early Friday due to heavy snowfall.
Well, the snow we can use.
They're expecting between 1 and 3 feet of new snow.
It's crazy.
Dang. Mammoth has already received a foot of new snow.
Oh, my God.
Which Johnny, is further south.
Johnny was saying the spring skiing right now is as good as he's ever seen it. They're still
I'm sure.
totally covered in snow, and now another 1 to 3 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The resorts needed this. They've had a couple bad years.
Yeah. Well, good for them. I'm glad to see it.
And we need it. I mean, that's our summer water.
Right. So there it is. Snow on the way, everyone.
All right.
It's May.
Yeah.
School's out for summer in a minute.
Yeah.
And it's snowing.
My one son's already done with school for the year.
Oh, Berkeley?
Yep.
Oh, good for him. What's he doing right now? Wake and bake?
Probably. You know. You know how the kids are.
Yeah.
No, he's getting ready for his... packing for his, he's leaving for the whole summer.
Fun.
It's going down to your hometown. I'm going to visit him down there, and I'm going to take pictures of every place you've ever been.
Okay.
I'm gonna do some mystery places, too. Where's this? Where's that? Time to play a game. Where's this? No,
first
not yet.
Of all,
not yet. I got to get down there first.
First of all, I haven't been back since I left high school. So.
Oh, wait, you don't know this place? You don't know that?
And we moved.
What about this? You don't know that?
I graduated. Our bags were packed for the move when I went on my Mazatlan senior trip. And when we got home, we moved to San Diego.
Oh, boy.
And shortly thereafter, they said, please leave if you don't mind. The bags we gave you.
That was your graduation.
For graduation.
Present.
Those suitcases, pack those up if you wouldn't mind.
Get out.
Right. So
enough of you.
Like, did you leave the same day they asked you to? How did that play out?
Shortly thereafter, yeah. Right after.
No money?
No money. No, there was no money.
Where'd you
now
go
I have
first?
To admit though that there have been times like they put my littlest brother through school. Like he went to film school and he makes films. Mm-hmm. It worked out.
Right.
And they put my middle brother, Jan, through mechanics school.
Right.
So that he would have something to do.
Yeah.
So there have been a couple positions I put myself in where they came through with some money that was basically going to save my life. Mm. It didn't do anything for my education.
Mm. You did some college, though.
I did a little.
Yeah.
I did a little. But anyway, I can't say they've never given me a buck or two. Mm. But for the most part, I was out on
go
my own.
Find someplace to live and
figure
get a
it
job.
Out,
and
kid.
Yeah. We're
and
done
it
with
worked.
You. You're 18.
That worked for me. Mm-hmm. Other people, that may not have worked for them.
Right.
So I can't say what should happen to...
Right. But you basically earned that.
What?
The kick out.
Yeah. Yeah. Where was I? Oh, yeah. The Sharks won, everyone, in overtime last night. They got the win. If you left the game to join Survivor like I did, you had to read about the final.
Yeah.
So, go Sharks. They're up 2-1 in the series. The next play is Friday night at 5. And tomorrow, because they're doing it tomorrow, I'll tell you the location, or I'll remind you of the location for the free tattoos,
oh,
if
right.
you're into that.
All right.
The Warriors play tonight at home, 6:00 game time, and there's your little sports Bay Area
roundup
playoffs update. Hmm. Should you pay your kids to get good grades?
I have paid my kids to get good grades.
You have?
Yeah.
So
they would get a bonus if they didn't very rarely earn them, you know, but if they made all A's, I'd give them $100.
So it was a
unattainable.
Number
it was an
one.
Unattainable
right.
goal.
You had
right.
to completely
right. It's like a ratings
win.
Bonus. Listen,
right.
I'm very motivated by ratings bonuses.
Me
so
too.
If you get all A's, I'll give you $100.
Yeah.
A's and B's, $50.
That stuff works.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
So should you? Probably not. But I never claim to be a great parent, even though I keep winning awards.
50% of Americans say, yeah, it's perfectly fine to pay your kids for grades. So America's split.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not split because over a third say, no, you don't pay them. And 14, I don't know.
Yeah.
14% say, I don't know what to do.
I use bribery for a lot of things in my kids' lives.
And you believe in it?
I do. I think
bribery
it's
works.
Sure, bribery works.
Okay.
Well, it's like a goal that they work toward. If you're good at, you know, this whole time that we're at this place, you know, I've got some jelly beans in my pocket.
Positive reinforcement, right?
Sure. I guess, but also mostly just bribery.
50% of Americans say yes. You should pay your kids for good grades. Yeah. It's perfectly fine.
I actually think Christmas and birthday stuff is basically that same thing. You might not call it bribery, but basically if you're threatening, you know, Santa, I'm going to call Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. You know, you're threatening kids with losing something that they want over their behavior. And so it's up to them. You know, you don't have to pay them the $100 if they, you know, if they don't get the grades that you guys have agreed on, then that's it. You know?
It was all A's, though. There wasn't a multi-tiered system in place.
It was $50 if they got A's and B's.
Oh!
So as long as they didn't get any C's, they were in the money.
Oh, I see.
You know, like a second place ratings bonus, you know?
Right.
But if they wanted the $100,
all right.
They had to get them all. And they, you know, they just, they got our approval. We made a big deal about it. I don't think anybody ever got the $100. Maybe my one kid did. The other one, though, no, I don't think he ever got any money.
Well, I do think kids like to make their parents happy. There's a certain joy that comes from knowing that your parents are thrilled with you.
Yep.
So, sure. Money's nice.
Sure, it's totally wrong.
A Chester County, Pennsylvania man is out on bond after his arrest for drilling multiple holes inside Target changing rooms.
Oh, boy.
Sean Anderson was charged with criminal mischief for drilling the holes in the changing rooms at the Target in Pottsgrove Township, Pennsylvania. Authorities believe he may be the same person responsible for drilling holes in other Target changing rooms through the area.
So he
really
would
think?
He have to be in the actual changing room? Like, I don't understand. Like, was there a back room that he was getting access to and drilling through that? The peepo.
A loss prevention officer at the store.
Oh.
Or a security guard.
Right.
Was aware that someone had been drilling holes in Target changing rooms and had a description of the suspect. And they noticed holes in the changing room at the exact same Target and had caulked over them.
It's caulked. That's how you say it.
Oh, caulked over them.
Don't be afraid to say, you know, if you're an expert caulker, that's, you know, you're waterproofing things left and right.
Anyway, another loss prevention officer noticed this guy going in and out of the dressing rooms, which prompted her to check on previous holes.
Oh.
And noticed that the holes had been re-drilled.
Peepos.
So this is a thing. Check dressing rooms wherever you may be.
Right. That's funny. I do check dressing
for
rooms.
For peepholes.
I check restaurant, like if it's like a... This is one restaurant. I don't want to say the name of it, but the bathroom is so sketchy. And, like, the dudes that work there are sketchy. And it's like, I'm always, it's just like, it seems sort of clapped together. Like, I'm always like, oh, I just know I'm getting washed through the peepo.
A new survey found a direct correlation between how clean you are and how happy you are.
Oh.
Super clean people are much more likely to be happy in general.
Well, just that's one thing off your checklist, you know. Well, at least I'm not dirty.
62% of clean freaks say they're happy with their life compared to 39% of moderately clean people.
Oh,
and only 30% of people who describe themselves as messy are happy with their life.
I do feel good when stuff is like, you know, I get the laundry done or the kitchen's been cleaned or...
Things are in order.
I've just washed my legs. You know, I feel happy about it. I'm like, well, I did a good job on that.
Super clean people also like their job.
Oh, I love my job.
Compared to 38% of messy people.
Am I super clean? I don't know. I leave dishes in the sink because I know John will put those away.
So. Oh, what's wrong with you?
Well, I rinse them, you know.
Do you, though?
Well, he does like to stack the dishwasher because he says he does it the best. So I just let him.
He likes... Okay, I want to change the language you're using. He likes...
Well, he prefers to be the one who stacks the dishwasher. Okay. Let's put it that way.
Let's not ever say that people like to do the dishes. That's not a word you want to...
I feel like he likes
it. He doesn't.
I feel like he does.
He doesn't.
He really likes it.
You know what he likes? He likes to play guitar.
Yeah.
He likes to bone his wife. Mm. He likes to have some drinks.
Mm.
He likes to hike the Pacific Crest Trail.
Well, he doesn't know yet if he does.
He likes to play softball.
Mm. Oh, he does like that.
Right.
He loves that.
Right.
Yeah. So he likes the dishes. He likes a clean kitchen. He likes the dishwasher stacked the way he likes it. He likes it.
At the end of all that, you're going to go with likes anyway. All right, then.
He likes it.
This is a
he
weird thing.
He doesn't like it when I do it.
I would think... Well, I'm going to... Let me tell the story, and then I'll ask some questions. The police in Largo, Florida, got a call from a Burger King early last week about a 35-year-old woman named Jamie Westcott who was fighting with the staff and refused to leave.
You said a Burger King?
It's at a Burger King.
Okay. All right.
When they got her to jail, a guard searched her and found she had 7 syringes filled with some kind of drugs.
Oh.
Hidden in her woman area.
Mm. Oh, in her woman area.
7.
That's a lot. It's quite a bundle. How big are syringes? They're small. I don't know. Like, when I think of syringes, I think of, like, a big, you know, like something you'd see on TV, the big one, you know? But I guess there's little ones.
Or, like, I think of, like, the size of a pen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Wouldn't that make you limp? I mean, you can feel that, right?
Well, not necessarily.
So it's not like your underwear going up your butt? I mean, there wouldn't, you know how there's times when
well,
you're
I'm
like,
not sure I'm positive what you're...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if something is completely secreted within,
right.
then...
You wouldn't... Nothing. No.
Well,
it's not
know, feminine.
Yeah, like
products.
A feminine product.
I'm assuming there was a cap over the actual needle. I mean,
right, but
that
that's
would be a little
still
stabby.
Not made of cotton.
No, but there's still... But there's only... The outer third is the only place that you...
What?
Yeah.
The outer
You've never
third.
Heard that? Really?
Yeah. What?
Outer third.
What does
where
that mean?
Where all the feeling is.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying?
I'm saying things that I'm saying things as close to not being able to say them as I possibly can.
So you wouldn't limp then?
Well, it does seem like a large bundle.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't. I don't think you'd limp. You might be aware, though, that there was something there, but you were like, well, the police, so I guess
and
I have
they
to.
They are my drugs.
Yeah,
and
I have
do
drugs.
Love my drugs.
I love my drugs. I'm going to hide them in a secret place.
I'm going to take that pain.
Hope not for a cavity search.
When Jamie got to jail, the guards searched her and found 7 syringes filled with drugs. They are not reporting what the drugs were, but she was arrested for misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia and resisting arrest and a felony for introducing contraband into jail.
Mm.
7 hidden.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
There.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You'd
how
feel
the,
it.
I don't
think.
Know how weird this
not?
Is going to sound. I've often wondered how good a person, how good a man would be at sleeping with a lady if he could, for one, like 1 second, know what that felt like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like if you knew what it was all about, would you do things differently?
You might do a better job, right?
Maybe.
Probably.
Because you'd be like, oh, now
here's,
I get
here's
it.
Here's what's important.
Right.
But it's not one size fits all, though. I mean, everybody's different.
That is true.
Well, right. But people also lie, right, Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
then the person that's happening. Like, you know, hammer me or whatever they might say, you're like, okay, I'll do that. But you don't know.
Yeah,
they might just be like, please.
Well, just saying
they're
the
saying
we
that
think
to
you
get it
hear.
Over with.
Yeah, let's make this happen. What's the fastest way to the end point?
Right?
Right.
We're so dizzy from all the different stuff. You say, we don't know. But
right.
if we could feel that for 1 second, we'd go, oh, that's the way.
Well, maybe you'd have to feel a few different ones.
Oh, crap.
You know,
never mind.
Maybe,
well, there's
like
never
going
to be a
something.
Way for that to happen anyway.
That's true. We can fantasize about it, though.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please.
Don't text and
drive. Oh, please. Don't text and drive.
We're begging.
Let's see here. Stop it with the Game of Thrones. You guys are making me want to drive off the bleeping bridge.
Oh, my God. You need to relax. Yeah. You need a massage.
I shave my legs daily since I was 13. I hate the feeling of weird, tiny stubble.
Oh.
I wear jeans every day. No one knows this but you.
Wow. Thanks for telling us.
You know what I've learned having now lived with a woman and actually being sober enough to pay attention?
Yeah.
I should say, because I did that once before, but I was...
Barely there.
Completely in the weeds. Right. I've noticed that, like, her razor will disappear, go away. The blade will look, like, rusted and unused. It's like, what?
No. So she's not
and
shaving.
I'll think, oh, she must not be shaving for a while. Like, she's skipping. And then I realize, no, she's just using my blade all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Well, you change yours a lot, so it's always nice and sharp.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why John changes my blades for me, because he's like, doesn't want me using his.
It's funny.
So he just takes care of my razor for me.
I can, like, right now, I'm the only one with a shaver in the shower, and it's been weeks.
Yeah.
There's no new blade, no new shaver for her.
No.
We use the same one.
Yeah, I'll use a rusty one. I don't care.
Oh, I won't use a rusty one.
I will.
I'll use John's.
Could have blood on it. Anything.
Rust?
I'm like,
what?
Oh, that's great.
What is wrong with
chunks
you?
Of hair. I'm like, oh, that's fine.
You're just doing a bit. You don't even shave.
That's true.
Are you kidding?
God, it's been weeks.
It's pouring in Danville right now.
Oh, it is looking pretty gloomy out there right now. That blue sky's gone. Ah, oh, bummer. I was hoping they got it wrong again. Oh, rain.
Pitcher's mound to home plate is 60 feet.
Oh, that's far.
Not that far.
It's far.
They said that's not that far.
It's far. I don't. I couldn't throw.
You
I can barely throw a snail
feet.
Over the fence.
Oh, stop
you know?
It!
I can't do it.
You can't get a snail over the fence.
Well, I always try to pitch them into my neighbor's yard. I figure, you know, let them deal with it.
Oh, poor Jim.
not that neighbor. Oh. The other neighbor.
All right. Oh, the old lady.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll throw them over there.
That's wrong.
Throw them out into the park or something.
That's so wrong.
That's right. It's as long as it's out of my yard.
Poor old lady.
Slugs. Ugh. Snails.
She hasn't had a decent salad in years because of you.
Oh, really? It's because I'm throwing all my snails into her yard? That's funny.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.